Iran's western neighbor, Iraq, has been undergoing tumultuous changes since 2003. Some of them have occurred online. The first changes came with the fall of Saddam Hussein's government and its censors. 6 years of internet freedom followed. But now Iraqi legislators are considering pulling in the reins, as we hear in this report from Cyrus Farivar.
The new bill before the Iraqi parliament appears to target sectarian and pornographic websites. The measure would ban websites that glorify terrorism, incite violence, or violate social morals. Iraqi blogger Raed Jarar isn't too happy about the proposed tightening of internet usage.
It reminds all Iraqis of the old laws that existed under the former Iraqi government.
Jarar now lives in Washington, D.C. He works as the Iraq consultant for the American Friends Service Committee, which is a Quaker peace advocacy group. Jarar says the Iraqi government is trying to appeal to socially conservative citizens by claiming the ban will block things such as pornography. But he worries that Iraqi authorities' real intent is to use the proposed law as a way of silencing political opposition.
So Iraqis are really shocked to see that after 6 years of sacrifices and destruction and, occupation and killings, and that people at least hoped that they would have a bigger, freedom of press or freedom of speech. But now they find themselves going back to the first square.
Jarar notes that Iraq was online well before the American invasion of 2003. But internet cafes were few and far between, and access was mainly limited to universities. Plus, usage was very tightly censored both by software and by minders who would watch your screen.
Now, after the fall of Baghdad in 2003, of course, the governmental internet service stopped. But then we had a boom of internet cafes all around Baghdad. So people just bought these small satellite modems and put them on the roof and started a small internet cafe downstairs. And everyone started using the internet completely uncensored, completely open.
In fact, since 2003, Iraq has become sort of an oasis of internet freedom in the region. Neighboring countries like Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Kuwait all impose significant filtering for moral and political content. Denny O'Brien is with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a tech advocacy organization in San Francisco. O'Brien says Iraq may have gotten the idea for the proposed internet law from another of its neighbors.
You know, looking at the timing and the nature of this, I can't help wondering whether they looked over to Iran and saw the potential problems Iran had with controlling mass protests and have their own concerns about secular forces in the country using the internet to mobilize.
Iran cracked down on internet usage even more than usual in the aftermath of the recent elections. That was in reaction to activists and others using the internet as a way to get information out of the country. Still, it's hard to say exactly what the Iraqi government's motivations are. A spokesperson for the Iraqi embassy in Washington declined to comment. For now, though, it appears as though this internet censorship bill is part of a larger package of measures curtailing freedom of the press in Iraq. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar.